I never could have guessed that stadiums would be filled. But I want to dare to believe that it wouldn't be just for fasting and prayer like I've done, that I challenged Benny and we prayed, oh God, release a movement, a prayer movement that will fill stadiums with signs and wonders, with the miracles of Jesus Christ, that a generation cannot ignore Jesus in this world and in this land. Father, we pray, release stadium Christianity, signs and wonders, miracles, and take it to the streets in Jesus' name. Amen. But I want to encourage you, and this is a message that I preached today. I've only preached it one time. I'm almost afraid to preach it. But my spirit is deeply enjoined inside that the older I get, I find myself longing that my life and fathers' and mothers' lives would not just be have gatherings where there was great fire, but that something would remain that would change culture. Elijah saw the fast burn of revival on Mount Carmel. The fire fell, but the power still held the place. Then he went on a 40-day fast and heard a still small voice, go anoint Elisha, which released a movement of the slow burn of fathering. I want the fast burn of revival, but I'll tell you what's going to change culture is the slow burn of fathering a generation. Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 5, turn with me there, had the same burden that Elijah had. It wasn't enough that the fires of the supernatural would be upon a generation. He wanted to make sure that he raised up a generation that had the Jesus culture. And I want to preach on the Jesus culture of Jesus. Turn to Matthew 5. I actually have a cell phone here doing this. That's amazing. A definition of culture is the total of the inherent ideas, beliefs, values, and knowledge which constitute the shared bases of social action. And another one, the totality of socially transmitted behavior patterns, arts, beliefs, institutions, and all other products of human work and thought. Culture is learned and shared within social groups and is transmitted by non-genetic means. Anyway, I gave you a definition. Every social group, every society has a culture, a set of norms, of ideas that actually develop and determine thought processes and patterns of that society. When Jesus came, he says, I'm coming in with my own culture. I'm going to release my own Jesus culture into a culture that is completely in hostility to that culture. And here in chapter 4 of Matthew, verse 23, and Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went through all Syria, and they brought to him sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan.